Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 66, and today is Wednesday, July 18th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. So first, I have a couple of, I guess, sort of housekeeping or more logistical matters just to kind of mention. First is I'm going to do a survey that's a little bit even perhaps overwrought to call it a survey. I have two questions that I'd love to hear back from my listeners as I'm kind of doing a few things, kind of thinking about the future of Developing Perspective, where it's going to go, and kind of how people get it. And specifically, it's really just two things. One, how often would you like episodes to come out? So, you know, it's like, is it once a week, twice a week, three times a week, four times a week, or you don't care? And really what I'm asking for that is, right now I just kind of do it a couple of times a week. Sometimes it's once, sometimes it's three or four times, I think. And, you know, sort of part of my goal is that it's something that's a constant part of the discussion between, you know, you, the audience, and me. So it's something that I'm doing on a very regular basis. But obviously what I don't want it to do is for it to become, I don't know, sort of overburdening in terms of, like, for it to feel like, oh my goodness, there's, you know, dozens and dozens of Developing Perspective episodes, I'm never going to catch up, and then you stop listening, and that's not cool. So it's kind of just, what would be that threshold for you? What would you like to hear? Is it, you know, once a week, twice a week, three times a week, four times a week? I don't think I can do more than four times a week, so that's where I'm capping it, but, or if you just don't care, just put that too. And then related to that, I've been thinking about whether it would be good or not for the show to be published, not necessarily recorded, but published on a regular schedule, and if that's something that people would care about or not. And by that I mean, say, for example, I, you know, get a lot of feedback, and it ends up looking like it would be best if I did, say, two episodes a week. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do those episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's just sort of when they get released. And I may, you know, I may end up recording them at slightly different times, but that's kind of a schedule that you can rely on. Or if I'm doing three episodes a week, it's like they're released on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, for example. Or if that just doesn't matter, if like the way they're doing it right now, where they just kind of, you know, they just appear, you know, as sort of as you want. If that works, then great. If not, then, you know, just let me know. And so basically, it'd be very helpful for me if you hear this to just quickly take the survey. Like I said, it's two questions, should take no more than about 10 seconds to do. And the easiest way to get it is to just go to developingperspective.com/survey, or there'll also be a link in the show notes for this this episode that has it. But yeah, just developingperspective.com/survey, should take 10 seconds. And it would just be helpful for me to kind of get a sense of it. At first I was like, oh, I'll just ask people to, you know, reply to me on Twitter or something, but that's going to be hard to manage. So that's why I just have this, you know, ridiculously simple survey. But it really would be a big help to me if you just kind of said, answer those two questions to help me kind of, you know, form and mold the show to be best for you guys. All right, second thing I have is a correction. So in the last show, I talked about the Edge Cases podcast. And in it, I accidentally and brutally mispronounced Wolf's name. It is Wolf Wrench, not Wolf Resnick, and I'm not really sure where that came from, but apologies to Wolf, and it is Wolf Wrench, and again, I can just mention the show. It's the Edge Cases podcast. You can find it all over the place. It's a great show, and my apologies for the brutal mispronunciation, and thanks to Nalen for pointing that out. All right, the next thing I was going to mention is I've been thinking about doing a new icon for Developing Perspective. You know, commissioning a designer to come up with a new sort of logo treatment for it. Just the one I have in there now is about a year old. I did it myself in 10 minutes in Photoshop. You know, it's just a picture of a cup of coffee with Developing Perspective written on it. And that's, it's okay. But I feel like, you know, at this point, the show is something that I think has longevity and staying power, and I'm going to expect to just keep doing it. And so I wanted to make sure, to, you know, it has a nice face to put forward. And so I'm thinking of doing an icon. And the reason I mention that here is not as like a call for spec work or something, but if you're a designer who enjoys the show and likes the show and does freelance, freelance graphic design, and logo design and has, you know, a good portfolio that I can look at and so on, please reach out to me either on Twitter, I'm underscore David Smith there, or if you go to david-smith.com/about, you can get my email address there. And I just, you know, there's part of me that would love for it to be, for the logo treatment to come from a listener. That would just be awesome. And so that's why I'm mentioning it here. Like I said, it's not like I'm looking for, you know, somebody to give me a freebie. I'm looking to, you know, pay you your normal rate and so on. And, you know, I'd look for, you know, sort of look through your portfolio, but it's just the best way for me, I think, to get a lead would be to look at, you know, sort of start with my audience, see if there's anybody out there who, you know, who would like to do a logo treatment for the podcast, and I'd sort of start from there. All right, so the topic for today's show, it comes from a question from Nalen B on Twitter, and this is related to what I was talking about a couple of episodes ago, where I was talking about core data syncing, and this is specifically episode 64, Footnotes on Side Projects and iCloud Data Sync. Yeah, I'll have a link in the show notes if you want to listen to that. But basically, it was a question of, you know, sort of I'm thinking about data sync in my applications and how I should do it and what that would look like. And he asked the question, you know, if I was going to use some of these hosted services like Simperium or Parse is another one, would I do an in-app purchase to cover the fee? And would that be sort of a subscription or would that be a one-time purchase? And it's interesting, and I think that's a really good question, and that's, I think, what I'll be unpacking for the rest of the show. And so the more interesting part of that to me is how you price the app itself. So right now, the app I'm talking about doing this to is my recipe book, which is a recipe book manager. You know, you enter your recipes and organizes and manages them for you. And my recipe book right now is an iPad-only application. And I have an iPhone version that's like 99% done. I'm mostly just waiting on sync for it to be done. So I guess it's not 99% done. The functionality of that application is mostly there, except for sync. And then I'm also going to be working on a Mac client for it. And the interesting question I've been stuck with for a little bit was, as I've been working on this iPhone version of it, is, you know, the classic question of, should I make it a universal app, which is essentially giving the iPhone version to all of my existing customers for free, or should I make it a separate purchase and then, for example, charge for sync as an in-app, just an in-app purchase? So you would give, sort of, I would give it away for free to everybody if it was universal, and then you'd pay me a couple of bucks or whatever to then do, you know, support the sync infrastructure back and forth. And it's a tricky question because, on the one hand, making it a universal app is great for customers in the sense that it's nice and simple. It's nice and straightforward in terms of what it does and how it works. Like, they just buy one thing, and if they've bought it before, then they have it, and it just works. And that's great. If I do separate apps, I have the advantage then of probably making a little bit more money in terms of, or at least initially making some more money by being able to capitalize my existing user base, many of whom may have iPhones or iPod Touches, and I can then, you know, get whatever, a buck or two from them additionally, which would be great. And it's a funny thing, though, because ultimately, you know, the app has been reasonably successful, but it has only been bought by a minute fraction of iOS people, of customers who have iPhones or iPads. And so the biggest source of revenue that I can get, more likely than not, is to continue to grow my user base. And so my gut says what I need to do is do things that will make people happy rather than doing things that may necessarily have short-term financial benefit. That if I can make, you know, continue to have, like, I think my recipe book is actually, I mean, it's one of the things that I'm most proud of is that it consistently has a 5-star rating in iTunes, in the App Store, which is, you know, not necessarily an easy thing. But people love the app and they love to use it. And what I don't want to do is for people to all of a sudden feel like, I don't know, that's, you know, what it's like, oh, you mean I have to pay again if I want to use it on my iPhone? That's lame. Like, versus one day it just showing up and saying, hey, The app is now universal. You can use it on your iPhone if you have one. Enjoy. And so, you know, that's great. But then it gets to the question of, to what I charge for sync? And I'm not sure. The tricky part is you can't ever, it doesn't ever really works to sync or to give something away for free and then to change your mind and charge for it. And so the challenge, of course, with sync is there's a certain per-user cost if I'm going with an external service, which I'm pretty sure I'm going to for at least a lot of the sync stuff. And so I can sort of just absorb that into the price of the application, which is great, one way to do it. Or I can charge for it, say, as an in-app purchase or something like that. And that, you know, that sort of gets around it. But I'm still kind of stuck because there's such this part of me that, and it's, I wish it wasn't the case in some ways, but there's this power in the App Store that I've experienced many, many times that if you create a high, sort of incredible value proposition for customers, you are very well rewarded for that. And by that I mean if you make an excellent app and charge a relatively low price for it, it's like the funny thing of like, oh, you make it up in volume. It's like, you do. But moreover than that, it's just that you're pricing and you're expanding the proportion of the market that is willing to pay for your application. And that is, I think, a very powerful tool. That you're, it's not necessarily that by charging less for your application that you're getting less money from the same people. Is one way to think about it. But if you consider classic microeconomics, you're by lowering your price, you're expanding your market. And the App Store's market is so large, and the environment for software development is so competitive that ultimately that's usually where you want to be. And, you know, there's a lot of debate on that, and you're just like, but ultimately that's, you know, it's like, oh, it's the race to the bottom and it's killing developers. And it's like the ultimate challenge is I think a lot of developers have an overblown perception of the value of their software. And by that I mean that this is again sort of a classic microeconomics, but like as the price of something will likely ultimately reach the marginal cost to produce that item. And in software, the marginal costs are incredibly low. And a marginal cost, if you're not familiar with it, is essentially what is the cost to produce one more of that thing. And so in software, conceptually, your marginal cost of adding one more user to your application is sort of some aggregate of the support costs for them, any bandwidth or server infrastructure costs, those types of things, which are typically fairly low. And so that'll naturally drive the price down. And especially in a market like the App Store, where there is nothing to prevent competitors copying, coming in, building almost exactly or exactly the same application that you did, there are things that perhaps they can't do from a copyright perspective, that if you created an application with exactly the same logo and UI, you'd have a copyright claim against them. But ultimately, you're in a very, very free and competitive market. And this is just sort of classic capitalism, that'll naturally drive down prices. And rather than fighting that, I tend to just embrace that and, you know, have relatively low prices that have thus far had relatively high volumes. And so that's kind of where I've been playing, and I think that's likely where I'm going. And my hope, I think, is likely that I'll be able to offer sync, make the app universal, and see if that makes people happy. And I hope it does. I may not be able to, but like I have to finish sort of crunching the numbers to make sure that I'm not totally shooting myself in the foot. But that's kind of where I'm leading, and it's like, or at least that's where I'm starting. And then as I work, sort of head forward into that, I'm going to see if that makes sense, and if not, you know, where can I pull back from that in a way that will least annoy my users and best just make passionate customers who love and recommend my app to everybody. So anyway, that's it for today's show. If you have any thoughts on that, please let me know. I'm on Twitter at @_DavidSmith. This Twitter feed for this show is Dev Perspective, and that's where you can get updates whenever new shows are linked. just a quick reminder, I'd love it if you could take that survey, developingperspective.com/survey. It should take about 5 seconds. But otherwise, hope you have a good week and happy coding. Bye.